they cool now, got they care. Last gonna pass, here I go. Light of cars goes dead real slow. Radio's playing their forgotten song. A friend of Lee coming on strong. A newsman sings his same song.
We have two records that came out. I don't have any more of the first one. It's called The Very Best of the Judys. And then our second one was The Very Rest of the Judys.
Ah.
And that's mainly covers.
Yes. And tell me about the band members of the Judys.
Well, the Judys are Taylor Little mm-hmm. on the drums. And Taylor and I go way back. First show I ever did anything was there was a band called The Shades and they were playing The Smiling Buddha and they did Psychotic Reaction and I jumped on the stage, screamed and then went backwards and luckily in those days they caught you. I don't know if they would catch me nowadays, but in those days they caught you and you know, then AKA started doing things and Pete Fiend, he plays bass, the monster Pete Fiend.
Yay!
And Scott Fletcher on the guitar, who, you know, is just a guitar god, and Dano Fivo, formerly from the B-Sides, and Dano and I were actually in a fuck band in about 1981 called The Judys, of all things.
What?
So, okay. Yeah, so we stole the name from that.
I see. Okay, and, so kind of transitioned from that and then to now.
Yeah. Well, we were, pardon me, we were at the Pandora Studios
mm-hmm.
and they got a big whiteboard there and you have to put the name of your band up
right,
on there. And
yes.
So one day I'm coming in and I was kind of thinking for some reason of the Judys on the way there, just thinking that would look good on the back of a jacket or something. And I look up at the board and it says the Judys in room 15 and I'm like, the Judys? Hey, I come in, Dano, did you put the Judys up there? Yeah. He said what we called and I didn't know, so I just put the Judys. I said, you know, that's not bad. And everybody else said, yeah, that's not bad, and, you know. So, and then we found out later on that a Judy is actually like the doll head that they use when they hairdressers do hair.
Oh, I see.
So, and, you know, Taylor does hair as well, too. This was our most recent one. It was called More.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got Something in the Air, Another Goddamn Man, Going Out West, Welcome to New York, Fucked Up, The Whole World's on Drugs, and Best Before. And we did that with Dan Ponich. We did the other one with Adam Payne, House of Pain.
House of Pain, yo.
Yeah.
All right. And then you said Taylor does hair. Do you know where is he?
His hair salon is usually his apartment. He really only does my hair and a few other people. So it's very, very, you know, by appointment only. So.
Yes. Okay.
Not publicly.
I see. All right. Now.
I just happen to know him a long time. And then in 1983, I got together with Scott Harding and Finn Manica and Lee Kelsey and Andy Graffiti, and we formed a little band called the Jazzmanian Devils.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow that just kept evolving, and we started listening to a lot of Louis Jordan and old swing and things like that, and we added a horn section and we started learning all of these kinds of old songs and developing this whole bunch of shtick, and basically we would say to people, Jazzmanian Devils, over 30 years in show business. Well, in those days it wasn't 30 years, but now it is well over 30 years in show business. So and we still play every year or two, and that's my mom and dad on the cover, actually.
Oh, no way. So. That's so great.
And order up a round of cold tea and don't forget to put a nice head on it.
One, two, I want two, three.
Well, the joint was jumping and the band was pumping and the group was getting hot. And while the gig was fun, the night's not done, then you head to your hot spot. Down in Chinatown, we finally found a cafe called the Berry, where the rice is nice and the shrimps are twice as big as you ever to see. A group knocked on the door to check the score. See, the clock was pushing three. Said, let us in, let the groove begin. To order up cold tea. Cold tea.
Cold tea.
Cold tea.
Cold tea.
We ordered up cold tea. And we drank it down to the line of dawn. And we ordered up cold tea. Cold tea.
Cold tea.
Cold tea.
Cold tea.
We ordered up cold tea. And we drank it down to the line of dawn. And we ordered up cold tea. I'll drink it up now. As big as you ever did see. A group knocked on the door to check the score. See, the clock was pushing three. Said, let us in, let the groove begin. To order up cold tea. Cold tea.
Cold tea.
Cold tea.
Cold tea.
We ordered up cold tea. And we drank it down to the line of dawn. And we ordered up cold tea. JD.
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 We ordered up JD. And we drank it down to the line of dawn. And we ordered up.
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 And then I have another band, too, mm-hmm. called the Nightflower Orchestra.
Yes, this is your new project?
Yeah, that's a new project, and I have some of that on, which we could listen to if you want at some
yes,
point.
Yes, yes.
And we're in the studio mixing it right now, so it should be out, at least the first song, sometime in the fall.
In the fall, that's you.
Yeah, it's going to be called Pre-Canceled for Your Convenience. Mm.
Okay, and who comes up with the lyrics?
I do.
Okay, so it's all you. And even for the other bands
all
as well? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that's sort of the thing that I love to do. And I also have a Substack column called This Is Not Music.
Yes.
And because sometimes you need more words than you need music.
Mm-hmm.
And I write that probably about 3 or 4 times a week. I've done over 400 posts in the last year. And, you know, now we're starting to actually have paid subscribers and whatnot, and it's just I feel honored, and I feel responsibility to write for the people that I'm writing for, and I really really enjoy that.
Okay, now did you want to show me? Ooh,
this song is called Ice Wall. It's a love song for a conspiracy theorist.
Let me take you to the ice wall.
Oh, nice.
And fall.
I came up with this song in 2017. I said to my daughter, I want to do a love song from the point of view of a conspiracy theorist. She said, Dad, have you ever heard of the ice wall? I said, no, I haven't. And so basically, the ice wall is this wall of ice that's all around the earth, because the earth is flat. And it keeps all the water from falling off the edge. And, of course, it keeps the sky in as well, too. So there's lots of conspiracy theories in this song.
It's very dancey. I like that.
It's interesting because there's no guitar players. It's definitely just a keyboard-based band,
right.
You know, which is there's really not many bands like that.
1, 2, cha-cha-cha, and we gotta get to a break. Cha-cha-cha.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
So we're here in East Vancouver.
Yeah.
What do you like about the neighborhood?
Well, we love East Vancouver, and Michelle and I, we lived in East Vancouver in 1979
and 80.
Yeah,
and 82.
Down around Carolina and Guelph as well.
Yeah,
and 7th and 8th. And so we've always been close to Fraser Street, and we found this apartment about 10 years ago, and we just love it here. It's just it's a great neighborhood because it's East Van.
Yeah, and you're close to Main Street. Do you go to any of the restaurants there?
Yeah, sometimes. You know, it's a walking distance. You can just walk over there, which is quite nice. And then there's of course the Batard Bakery up there, and there's the Singapore barbecue meat on that street over there, and a little bit further down you got Matchsticks, and then up here there's a Greek place, and Vietnamese and Malaysian and Japanese. It's just like lots of different kinds of food.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a great place.
Yes, we're gonna talk about your shirts. You want to talk about the shirts?
Yeah. So I have quite a few of my shirts here. The Judy's Fuck Cancer. Like it's never been fucked before. I discovered a lump on the side of my neck in January, and it took to March to get it biopsied, and it was found to be cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
And so I underwent 7 weeks of treatment, chemo and radiation. And within this, we had already booked a show at Container Brewing for the Judy's, and I couldn't sing all those songs. I just didn't have the voice for it at that particular time of my treatment. So I came up with the idea of having a night of 1,000 Judy's, and we had all of our friends come up and sing the songs with the Judy's.
I love that.
And what we're doing with this is we are raising money through our t-shirts.
Yes.
And then we're going to go back into the studio. We're going to record all these songs for a night of 1,000 Judy's.
I love it.
And it's going to be really, really cool. And what I found about it that was so cool was they're really good songs. Whether I'm singing them or not, they're just really good songs. And everybody brought something different to it. And there was a lot of video taken of it too, which you can see online. Michelle, my wife, took a bunch of really, really nice video. And, you know, Gord McCaw was there and Tony Ruck and all sorts of different people. Anyway, it was a fun night. Everybody had a lot of time. It was very good community building because I'm all about community.
Yes, and I love Gord's photos. Like, oh my goodness! And I saw that post that he's been photographing you for 40 years.
he started photographing me with AKA way back. There's some really nice shots that he did at the Arcadian Hall, which used to be on Main Street around 6th, across the street from what was the Grunt Gallery. And we played there with the Subhumans. A very good show. Lots of other people as well, too. But we played with the Subs quite a few times.
Loud crashing of the dead order crumbling.
awesome. And I see the shirt that you're wearing now. Maybe tell me about that.
Well, this is Taylor's daughter. This is Alex Little and the Suspicious Minds. And if you haven't heard Alex Little and her Suspicious Minds, you got to check it out because she is phenomenal. She's on a record label. I don't know exactly what exactly it is, but you know, you could find all of her stuff streaming. And it has a little bit of a Pretenders feel to it, but it is just phenomenal, phenomenal music. And she's so super talented that it's nice to get to the age where you start to see your children having success with things as well too.
Broken Bones on CJSF 90.1 FM by Alex Little and Suspicious Minds. Okay, now let's find out what Michelle contributed to the Judy's album.
So Michelle did the picture of the back of the album.
Yes, yes, thanks.
Awesome. So are you a photographer?
Yep. And also,
She did that too.
I did the cover, but somebody else did the font.
Oh, did the font. Yeah. Other than that, you designed the cover.
Thanks.
Oh, so much talent in one family. All right, now, if you are interested in purchasing the Judy's t-shirt, you can contact Dennis. Check out his blog, densemilt.com, densemilt.com. There's also the Judy's Facebook page. Message him there. And there's the Judy's website, thejudys.ca. Now, I have to warn you, when you wear the t-shirt, you're going to be turning heads. And you're going to be turning lots of heads because that's what happened to me. All right. It's time to end the show.
Thank you, Dennis, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, baby.
hands, jazz hands. That was the Jazzmanian Devils with Jumpin' at the Woodside. All right, I want to thank my guests, Dennis, Michelle. I want to thank you for tuning in and hanging out with me, DJ Mehdi. The next show is Talking Radical Radio, so stay tuned for that. And I'm going to go back to the 80s. Yes, let's transport to the 80s. Let's play some Ultravox. And with some research, I just found out that Warren Cann, the drummer of Ultravox, he's from Vancouver. What? All right. And let's see who is our next guest on the Wham Bam East Van Show. You can go to the Facebook page to find out who our guests are. But yeah, like I said, you'll have to tune in to find out. And co-host John in the house will be there. So yeah, we'll see you then. Have a great day, everyone.